Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Natasha Wilson.
Natasha Wilson?
Yes, and her phone number is 951-669-3535.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Can I transfer her?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, Natasha?
Yes.
Hi, so my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yeah.
Okay. And
he just said I did, so.
Okay. Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry to hear. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
No, it was in my brain, back of my head.
Okay. And do you know what year you were diagnosed?
What year I was diagnosed? Hold on. Because I got all my paperwork right here. So
no worries.
The date of my diagnosis, I was 12/6/16 of 2019.
12/16/2019. 20.
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. No worries. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And next year, the Depo Provera information, did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The name brand.
Name brand, okay. And so that's yes then, right?
You used
that one? Okay, and then it was name brand. Did you use it again for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then next year, the usage start date. So this is best to your knowledge. Do you know what year you first started taking the Depo?
It was January 28th, 2016. And then the last one I took was December 2019.
So it was January, so 1/20/2015 for start?
16,
oh,
yes.
16, sorry. So 1/20/2016 through December of 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you spell your first name for me?
Natasha is N-A-T-A-S-H-A.
Okay, and then your last name?
Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Oh, okay, perfect, thank you. And then, let's see here. He said earlier the 951-669-3535. Is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
It is, okay. And then what is your email address?
It's spelled K-Y-N-G P-A-T-T-O-N, the number 2@gmail.com.
So that was K-Y, N as in Nancy, G as in goat, P as in Paul, A-T-T-O, N as in Nancy, 2@gmail.com?
Yes, it's spelled King Patton.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 324 East Johnston.
324 East Johnson?
Johnston.
It's Johnston.
Yeah, J-O-N-S-T-O-N.
Okay.
Avenue, Hemet, California, 92543.
So 324 Johnson Avenue, Hemet, California, 92543.
Yes.
Okay. And did you say that it was East Johnston?
Yes, East Johnston.
Okay. I'm sorry. One moment.
Hemet, California.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, the depot information, the medical information. So as far as who was administering the depot, was it done by a doctor or was it done by yourself?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay. And let me see real fast. You said you were using it from 2019 or 16 to 19. 3 years total. Do you know how many times per year you were having the shot?
Four times.
So four times. The 3 years would be 12, so you had it about roughly 12 times total. And then let's
see. Yeah, I had 16 injections total.
Oh, 16? Okay, perfect, thank you. And then what is the name of the doctor or facility where you had the depot shot taken?
Dr. Anna? And I can't really say her last name, but I could spell it for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's B-L-A-N-C-O, Valeno? Valencio?
Okay. At what hospital or clinic?
It was just a doctor's office. It wasn't a clinic.
Okay. What city?
The city, it was in Florida.
Do you know if Anna's A-N-N-A or just A?
It's A-N-A.
A-N-A, okay. And you can't remember the city?
Florida.
Do you know what street she was on, possibly, or anything like that?
Her address is 908 East Causeway Boulevard, Florida. Florida.
Callaway Boulevard?
Causeway. C-A-U-S-E, Way Boulevard. You need her phone number?
Yes, please. I'm so sorry. It's not giving me a hard time looking this up.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
631 is 444-5858.
And it was 631-444-5858?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just found it here. Thank you so much. And she's the one that administered it?
Yes.
Okay. Was she on? Let's see. Bear with me. The address. You gave me the address already, correct? Let me.
908 East Causeway Boulevard.
Okay, let's see. Was it, do you think Ocean Blue Medical? Does that sound familiar? That was as
yes.
far as the name. Okay. Okay. And then the prescribing doctor, is that the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Facility. And then who is your pharmacy?
It was CVS.
CVS. And what city?
Hemet, California.
Hemet, California. On, let's see, Stetson Ave?
Yes.
Or is it highway? Okay.
It's Stetson.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was there a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I had CT scan. They did a biopsy, took a piece of the tumor from back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then next year, do you know the diagnosing doctor or the facility that diagnosed you?
The one who treated me?
The diagnosing doctor.
The diagnosing doctor. Diagnosing doctor. I have all that at home because I'm in the store right now. I'm stopping in the middle of the grocery store.
Do you know what location it was at? What hospital?
Dr. Teresa?
Dr. Teresa?
Yeah, no, Dr. Teresa is the one who treated me. I'm trying to think. Yeah, this Dr. Teresa. Teresa Lavarte.
Lavarte.
Lavarte. I think that's how you spell it. She was a neurologist, right? That's from the one you're asking me for?
Yes. Let's see. Neurologist. Do you know what city she was in?
I know. Let me look on my phone. I have her address.
Okay. Cause I
her address. Hold on.
There's a Loma Linda Marino.
Yeah, Mama Linda.
Loma Linda.
Okay. Mama Linda. Yes.
On Anderson Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, one moment here. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then was Dr. Teresa also the treating doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the...
I had chemo. I had chemo and they did the laser thing. What is laser? Laser thing. Damn it! I had chemo and they did the laser thing, and I had surgery where they took it out.
And
radiation therapy.
Radiation as well. You were hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes. I was in the hospital for 11 days and then outpatient for 12 months.
Okay. And do you know, was that in, what year were you?
Riverside University. Well, yeah, Riverside University. Is that what you're asking?
No, I was going to say, was the, for the treatment, did you have treatment in 2020 or was it in December?
December,
okay.
My first surgery was the 20th, 12/20/19.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if they'll request your medical records, but if they needed you to provide them, would you be able to send that by mail or electronically?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add?
Yeah, I can give you my best friend's number. Her name is Desiree.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
Okay. And Desiree?
Uh-huh.
You said it was best friend?
Yes.
Okay. And what's her last name?
Her last name, hold on. Okay. I'm trying to get the spelling for you. Let me put you on speaker.
No worries.
Blevins is spelled B-L-E-V-I-N-S.
B-L-E-V-I-N-S?
Yeah, Blevins.
Okay. And then how did you spell Desiree? I'm so sorry.
D-E-S-I-R-E-E.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. And then her phone number?
Is 619-679-6300.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
July 6, 1991.
July 6, 1991?
Yes, ma'am.
So 7691.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And your, let me find that spot. One moment. Your social?
My social?
Yes.
600-086652. I hope nobody was around to hear that.
It was 600-086652?
Yes.
Okay. So sorry about that. And then let me get these forms prepped up here. Is it okay if I send them to you via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you.